Blog Talk Radio.
In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb. Pipe bomb. Pipe bomb. Pipe bomb. Pipe bomb. In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb.
Ain't too much to be done on this
pipe
mic that I ain't doing great.
Pipe bomb. Pipe bomb. Pipe bomb. In anybody else's hands, this is a microphone.
All right, folks, it is the Greg Squirrel Show. It's 4 p.m. in the afternoon. My name is Clint Davis, the Greg Squirrel Show on blogtalkradio.com. Got some stuff going down today. Got a caller already over in the switchboard, so I'm going to click over. Caller, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Clint. It's Granny.
Granny, you know what? I don't have your phone number recognized yet, so I'm going to have to write that down. Hey, so I'm going to tell you right now, Squirrel's not here yet. He's fixing to be. He's on his way back from Cookson, and had a good old time out there, and he's back on his old stomping grounds. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about. We're going to definitely talk about what went down this weekend at TCW's Back to School Bash 4. We're also going to talk about, here pretty quick, we're going to talk about some things in the news, and later we've got some pipe bombs we're going to drop, and this has nothing to do with wrestling. It has nothing to do with being a joke. It has everything to do with a completely bogus MMA promotion in Branson, Missouri, who, with any luck in the MMA world, will be quickly run out of business. We're going to talk about hijinks between people on the same team and referees and promoters. I use the word promoter, the term, very, very loosely, because this person is not a promoter at all. So, I mean, it's fixing to get hairy, and so we're going to talk about that. I'm hoping that Squirrel is going to be here by at least 4:30, and I've talked to him a couple of times this afternoon, and so hopefully we do get to hear from him. But, hey, how's the weather in Northwest Arkansas today?
Well, it's a little warm, a little muggy, you know, sunshine, and we were supposed to get some rain, but I guess that kind of bypassed us once again, so...
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. I was hearing that we were supposed to have rain, and there were people on Facebook saying, hey, the sun's out and all that good stuff. So I had to get out earlier and take Lily Davis to daycare. Her mom was going to have to get off work and pick her up, take her to a doctor's appointment. And so I took my son out to eat. We went by GameStop. We put a game on reserve for when it comes out next month. And we went out to Furs. Man, we bellied up at the buffet, and then we went to the chicken store when we got back over here across the bridge, stocked up on a couple of things, and then we came back home. So we've just kind of been playing video games for the afternoon, but then I heard some things that were going on with local MMA. You know, there's no controversy right now with Bellator. There's no controversy with UFC. If there is, I'm not hearing about it. It's local MMA, and for some reason, it's all going down in Missouri. Now, I don't know what's happening up north of you, Granny Hulkster, but you might need to take a trip up there and put some folks in check.
Well, I just might have to.
If we can get you to some of these MMA shows, of course, I want you to come down here to one next time. We've got one coming up in October, and we might have to get you down here for it.
Well, I think before David and I got married, I think we went to, like, one MMA show. I mean, it's so long ago, and I've never really been to many of them. I mean, I know what they are. I know what they do. I've just never really ever watched that many of them. So I'm not that familiar with it like I am with my wrestling. So
there you go. We might have to, get you a little more familiar with MMA. I know it's something that I've enjoyed for a long, long time, and you know, now I'm able to be a part of it, and it's just a good thing. So, you know, the first thing that I want to do is talk about some of the things that are in the news right now, and we've got Major League Baseball has come out today, and they have this is obviously being reported from ESPN.com, Major League Baseball came down heavy Monday on the players it found to have been involved with the South Florida anti-aging clinic Biogenesis. They have suspended Alex Rodriguez through the end of the 2014 season, and they have banned 12 others for 50 games, including three All-Stars, Nelson Cruz of the Texas Rangers, Eberth Cabrera from the San Diego Padres, and Johnny Peralta of the Detroit Tigers. I think Alex Rodriguez released a statement. He said, "I'm disappointed with the penalty and intend to appeal and fight this process through." He said, "I'm eager to get back on the field and be with my teammates in Chicago tonight." Now, he's not playing for Chicago. The Yankees are playing in Chicago. He said, "I want to thank my family, friends, and fans who have stood by my side through all this." Major League Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said in a statement that Rodriguez's punishment will begin Thursday and cover the rest of the 2013 regular season and the 2013 postseason and the 2014 regular season, and was covered under the drug program's protocols. And based on Rodriguez's use and possession of numerous forms of prohibited performance-enhancing substances, including testosterone and human growth hormone, over the course of multiple years. His discipline under the basic agreement is for attempting to cover up his violation of the program by engaging in a course of conduct intended to obstruct and frustrate the Office of the Commissioner's investigation. That's what Bud Selig said. So Rodriguez's suspension is the equivalent of 211 regular season games because he has 72 hours to inform baseball that he will appeal. And I believe he will appeal. I think that's one thing he said he was going to do. His lawyer said that he would appeal and he would pursue all legal remedies available to Rodriguez. And now, the thing about this is, as long as the appeal is going on, Granny, not a lot of people know this, but as long as the appeal is going on, he'll still be able to play. So he can make his decision by Thursday. He's going to play the next couple of days. Then obviously when the suspension starts on Thursday, as long as he says, "Yeah, I'm going to appeal," he'll still be able to play until his appeal is heard. So it's not real. I mean, it doesn't sound very strict, but I'll tell you one thing, and this is just like Kurt Schilling said on ESPN last night. He said that, Bud Selig, the commissioner of the league, is going to make sure that Alex Rodriguez's penalty gets, enforced quickly. And you can guarantee that he is going to be one upset dude if Alex Rodriguez steps back on the field after Thursday. So, you know, I don't know if the Yankees want any part of that. And me being a gigantic Yankees fan, always have been, always will be, I don't know if I was Brian Cashman and the boys upstairs, I wouldn't make this happen. I wouldn't let Rodriguez play. Even if he was allowed to, I wouldn't let him do it. I would take a huge cut. But this is going to get sick here before the long run is over with. And the rest of the players suspended, Antonio, and it's going to sound bad saying this guy's last name, Antonio Bastardo. He is a relief pitcher for the Phillies. Francisco Cervelli is a Yankees catcher. He's actually on the disabled list. Jordani Valdespin is a Mets outfielder in the minor leagues. Jesus Montero, a catcher in the Mariners minor league program. Cesar Puello, Mets outfielder in the minor leagues. Sergio Escalona is an Astros pitcher in the minor leagues. And Fernando Martinez, also an outfielder in the Yankees minor leagues. Fatino De Los Santos is a free agent pitcher. And Jordan Alberto is a free agent pitcher as well. So kind of Alex Rodriguez is like the ringleader here of a bunch of nobodies. I mean, Nelson Cruz for the Texas Rangers. I mean, people know who he is just because people like Texas around here, but not the state, just the team, the Rangers. Let me clarify that. Nobody around here likes Texas, period. Except for Skippy and some of the guys from MMA Madhouse. Big shout out to those dudes. Skippy said in his studio, I believe up there in Oregon, I guess that's where he's at, he's got some real longhorns. He's got some horns up on display. So, but you know, around here we don't like Texas. We just we like the Texas Rangers, and that's it. But this is going to be big. And while we're on the subject of Texas, a prominent autograph broker on eBay. This is also being reported on ESPN.com. Prominent autograph broker on eBay, based in the southeast, said that Nate Fitch, Johnny Manziel's friend and personal assistant, approached him last season to let him know that the only freshman in college football who's ever won a Heisman Trophy, Johnny Manziel, would no longer be signing autographs for him without compensation. ESPN's Joe Shad reported this. It said the broker who spoke to Joe Shad under the condition of anonymity said that Manziel signed about 50 items for him and the Texas A&M or at the Texas A&M hotel the night before the November 10th Texas A&M Alabama game. Now everybody knows what happened at that. It took a team from the Big 12 to break out and go to the SEC and upset the number one team. Nobody else in the SEC could do that. So that was the night before Texas A&M and Alabama played their illustrious game last season. The person said that more than 200 items were signed a few days later by Manziel, especially after they had won that game. So with the broker saying he did not compensate Manziel for either of those sessions. Besides saying Manziel would no longer sign autographs for free, Fitch, according to the broker, also said he could provide other current standout college football players for autograph sessions, in which the players would need to be paid. So we've got a rat. We have a rat, Granny. What do you think about that?
Yep.
There's a rat in college football. The broker also showed a photograph of Manziel signing autographs, and what the broker says is Manziel's hotel room. He said he declined to answer 6 calls from the NCAA, so he called it a proof pick. I guess they're saying that he was paid $7 for each picture. I mean, come on, geez, this is ridiculous.
Wow.
This is about like the time one of the OU quarterbacks got busted for selling cars and making money during the summer. I mean, who cares? Why is this news? I mean, that's what I'm thinking here is why in the hell is this news? Now, I was watching ESPN earlier. Here's a couple of things that came out. They're trying to give Johnny Manziel a rap sheet, right? They're trying to come out with all this stuff that Johnny Manziel's done. I don't think it's a big deal. Back in March, Johnny Manziel shoved a grad assistant in practice. Who cares? Does anybody know what football is? It's a full contact sport. Yes, there's pads involved. There's usually some type of padding involved in every full contact sport. He shoved a grad assistant in practice. This is supposed to be proof of a downward spiral for Johnny Manziel. Shoved a grad assistant in practice. Who cares? Moving on to June. Post negative tweets about College Station. Again, who cares? Why is this news? Why are we talking about Johnny Manziel posting negative tweets about College Station? It's Texas. Everybody knows Texas sucks. And if you don't know that, you heard it right here live on the Greg Squirrel Show. Also in June, he attended Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Why is this news? Why are we harping on Johnny Manziel? He went to Game 2 of the NBA Finals. Wasn't that in San Antonio? I believe it was. And if not, it was in Miami. So who cares? Why is this in the news? Now let's move on to July. He leaves Manning Passing Academy early, right? Again, who cares? He left the Passing Academy. The Mannings are not the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They're three guys who played quarterback in the NFL. Two of them are still in it. One of them's kind of washed up. The other one is a heavy mouth breather. Nobody cares about the Mannings or their passing academy. We don't know. There could have been women involved. If there was, Johnny Manziel, we've got a lot in common. We need to talk. If not, the guy slept in. Again, who cares? Now he pled guilty to a bar fight charge from 2012. Hey, you go to bars, people are drinking, somebody shoots their mouth off. The higher the position, the bigger the target. Johnny Manziel's a quarterback. He was on the ropes here for the Heisman Trophy, clearly the only freshman to ever win it. Some guy wanted to fight. Big deal. I mean, he's paying the price for this once already. You know, don't take a list of stuff that he's done in his life. Look, when I was 7 years old, I threw a rock at a window at one of the buildings in our school district and broke out a window and had to sell one of my Ken Griffey Jr. rookie cards to pay for it. Okay, I mean, so do we need to post that live for everybody to know about? When I was 12, the guy that was we went on a church trip, and the guy that was driving the van for about 8 of us that were in there, I jumped in the driver's seat, put it in drive, and drove about 6 feet and parked it. Big deal. Why is this news? I don't need for people to take stuff like this and say, well, this is clearly a downward spiral. Yeah, I think I'm doing well today, so I don't think we need to well, this guy shoved a grad assistant, so let's crucify the guy in the media. Big deal. It's Johnny Manziel. Who cares? Johnny Football, the greatest probably freshman to ever played the game of football. So, man, you know, it just keeps going. You know, I mean, there's a lot more happening in the news. Packers left tackle Bulaga is out for the year. You know, I've always been a Packers fan. You know, I've always followed the Packers. I was a Packers fan mainly when I was a kid because of Brett Favre, and now I just have kind of it's stuck with me. One of my graduation presents was a personalized Green Bay Packers jersey from a set of grandparents that I don't talk to anymore. The Green Bay Packers will have to shuffle their renovated offensive line after starting left tackle Brian Bulaga suffered a season-ending knee injury during a weekend scrimmage. Now, I'm going to jump over real quick to fantasy football. Now, Granny, I'm a big fantasy football. Not only am I a fantasy football player, I'm also a commissioner in a league. Now, that may not seem like a big deal to some people. It's a pretty big deal to me because I'm in a league with a bunch of my friends. Now, normally, Granny, here's the way fantasy football works. I know you probably don't participate in this, but one of these days I'm going to get you in my league, and your team can be the Granny Hulksters. So here's how fantasy football works. You know, you get a bunch of people together, mainly guys. I was in a league last year with my ex-wife. I could have still been in the same league, but it is what it is. They have a family league, and I said, hey, it'd probably just be best if I moved on. So sometimes there's ladies involved, and sometimes they can be really good. But usually it's a bunch of guys. We get in a fantasy football league. You know, you set up a draft. You go in, and everybody on draft night, like I've got one league, August 25th, Sunday night, 7 p.m., we're all drafting teams. So we're all going to be on our computers in different parts of the country. I've got two people in Pennsylvania. I got one guy down in Alabama. I've got some people over there in Fort Smith. I got some people across the bridge here in Oklahoma. We're all going to be on our computers August 25th, Sunday night, drafting a team. We're going to pick the available players that we want on our team. Granny, you know how a draft goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're going to see people available. Like if I'm the first pick in the draft, I'm going Adrian Peterson, okay? I mean, that's just what people are going to do. You know, if it's the first quarterback available, I'm either going to pick up Aaron Rodgers or I'm going to pick up RG3. Whatever. I either want a passer or a guy that can run and pass. Either way, they're both going to score a bunch of touchdowns. So that's what I'm going to do. Now, you don't want to get a draft together early because of injuries. And injuries like this are what I'm talking about. You know, we had, a lot of people were asking last night, hey, what do you think about the game? How about them Cowboys? Well, first of all, not a Cowboys fan, okay? I've seen better football games. Never mind. I'm not going to go into that. But anyway.
I'm not a Cowboys fan either, Clint. So.
Well, and bless your little pea-picking heart, too, because I can't stand the Cowboys. They're obviously, well, they're 1-0 in preseason play. What a wonderful feat that is. Not only is this the Cowboys we're talking about, who drastically suck every year, it's also preseason football we're talking about, which means it doesn't matter, which means, hey, the only reason why America's watching this is because we haven't seen it since February, and there's people out there hiking a ball and getting tackled. That's the only reason why we're watching this. To make it worse, all right, we're going to go for the trifecta here. We got Cowboys suck, preseason sucks, and they're playing the damn Dolphins. Nobody cares about the Dolphins. I don't even know Dolphins fans who care about the Dolphins. Dallas started out with their second string in the first half and went to their third string. They scored 17 points in the first half. The Dolphins scored 3 points in the first half. So it looked like it was going to be a major preseason blowout, which means absolutely nothing. And then, of course, the Cowboys didn't do anything in the third quarter because they put their fourth string in. Then they put the Texas League School for the Blind in the fourth quarter, and the Dolphins ended up opening up with 17 points. Now, that's clearly a joke. I have nothing against blind people. It just sounds funny when it makes it sound like the Cowboys are playing a bunch of people who are blind, because they might as well have been. The Cowboys perennially are terrible. They have a horrible quarterback. Their owner is going senile and losing his mind, and they're losing it. They will never win another Super Bowl until they make some drastic changes. And that's just the way it is. If you're a Cowboys fan, I got two words for you. and it has nothing to do with football. I'm talking about a little DX. So that's where we're going with that. What, Granny, who's your favorite football team?
Well, I'm a Chiefs fan. I like my Chiefs.
Yeah, Kansas City. Yeah, there's a little bit. I want to check their depth chart this year. I think they've got some pretty good players. Now, I don't know what they did when draft time rolled around. I don't know if they picked up anybody good or if they – yeah, John Baldwin, one of the receivers for Kansas City. And then, of course, Dwayne Bowe is also a wide receiver, Dexter McCluster. I picked up Dwayne Bowe last year just for reasons, you know, because I had to. Now, running back-wise, Jamaal Charles. I don't know what happened to this guy, but there is a fire under him. And he has kind of had a resurgence in his career. And at quarterback, we've got the reject from the 49ers, kind of like what they did to Joe Montana. They sent him from the Niners to the Chiefs. They've done the same thing with Alex Smith. So you've got Alex Smith behind center there. And these other three guys, these backup quarterbacks, Chase Daniel, Tyler Bray, and Ricky Stanzi, I've never even heard of these people. So you Chiefs fans out there better hope that Alex Smith does not go down with a knee injury. But now, Granny, you're a Razorback fan, is that right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been to a few games. I used to work one of the ticket gates and would take tickets for the football games. And then the last 2 minutes I would go down, on the sidelines, make sure nobody tried to jump on the field, you know, after the game and things like that. So that was kind of fun.
The security running Granny. There's nothing I love more than that. Now,
but that was way back. That was way back before even Granny Holster was even thought of. So I wasn't even Granny back then.
Back in the day. Well, guess who?
Yes, that was back in 2007.
Guess who the Chiefs did pick up in the draft this year?
Who?
Running back Nile Davis from Arkansas.
Yeah, I had heard that, but I wasn't sure if that was actually. I know, you know, my son, he teases me about Oakland and, you know, the Cowboys, you know, and because he said, you know, Darren McFadden went to Oakland. You got to like Oakland, Mom. He played for the Razorbacks, you know. And Felix Jones, he went to the Cowboys because he played for Arkansas. And I said, well, just because I like them when they play for Arkansas doesn't mean I have to like the teams that they're playing for now.
That's it.
I don't like either one of those teams. I mean, let's face it, people, when you're a Chiefs fan, you know, the Chiefs and the Raiders have one of the biggest rivalries there is in football. You know, you got to be a Raider hater. I mean, that's just...
That's right. Darren
back.
Who? Hey, check this out. You have to forget all about... you got to forget all about him. Joel from MMA Madhouse just shot me a message and said, Pig Suey. I say Pig Fooey. I do not like the Razorbacks. Never have, never will. A goofy Razorback fan yesterday on Facebook tried to tell me that OU sucked. And so when I went and put stat after stat after stat and record after record after record that OU has set on a national level, this has nothing to do with the conference that you guys have a little sticker on your shirt that says SEC, so you think that makes you good. This has nothing to do with that. You know, people forget, Granny, about the 80s. They forget about the Big 12, or actually the Big 8 back then, and how dominant Oklahoma and Nebraska used to be. You know, people forget about that stuff. People forget that, the Sooners have won a championship, you know, a national championship. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that people forget about. And it's sad that the head coach for the Oklahoma Sooners has more national championships than every coach in the history of the Arkansas Razorbacks. So, you know,
I don't watch much college football. I mean, I watch it occasionally. I don't, you know, I mean, I can take it or leave it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't call myself like a big Arkansas Razorback fan. I mean, you know, sometimes I'll watch it if there's nothing else on to watch, but you know, I'm not much for college football or basketball or things like that. I really like basketball. Now my son likes basketball, but you know, I just can't get into the basketball. Baseball, football, those are, and wrestling, those are my sports.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm always, there's a lot of things I haven't really talked about. I haven't really talked about, coaching basketball. When I was in high school, I was a sophomore in high school, a guy came to me and said, man, do you mind taking an elementary basketball team this year? And I looked at him, and he was somebody I'd always looked up to. He was a guy that I played for when I was in elementary basketball. And we won a championship when I was in sixth grade. We just blew through the competition. We brought home a trophy, and that was that. And he wanted me to take over his team for him. And so I said, sure, I'll do it. And I went to the draft, and we, in fact, someone just liked my link. He was on one of my first basketball teams. I think he was on my first basketball team, Stephen Mathis. He just liked my link to the show today. I hope he clicked it. I hope he's tuning in. But I had guys like – I had two guys. I had Preston Gibbs and Casey Biles. These guys were like 5'9" in the sixth grade. I mean, they were just tall. They were good size. And then Stephen Mathis, I mean, he could make shots laying on his back on the floor. And we blew through the competition my first year. I was a sophomore in high school, and we won we won the league championship. And then I coached an all-star team. We won the all-star game. Make a long story short, 3 years passed by. I ended up with two championships and one runner-up in those 3 years. We were 24-4. And we had won two All-Star games because they ended up taking the All-Star game away after the second year. They did it on the third year because they kept excluding people and people felt bad. And now it's kinder, gentler sports, and not everybody gets a medal for participating and whatever. So they took the All-Star game away. But I was a much better basketball coach. I was a much better baseball player, won a gold glove for my high school team my senior year on the baseball field. I was a center fielder. I could run like the wind blows. I think I might have set a record for getting hit by a pitch the most times. I used to crowd the plate and talk trash. Of course, you know how I am. So, I was always a good target for a pitcher, and I was left-handed, so it was easy for me to get hit. But, good times there. And I also coached Little League Baseball. And, I've been kind of on the scene there for a while. And it's just I'm all about sports. And then, of course, I got hooked up with, TCW and had a great time with them as long as I was with them. And then I was approached about Extreme Fighting, Inc. And, got hooked up with XFI. And the ball has just been rolling. And I think the ball is out of control. It's rolling so fast. But that's a good thing. XFI is a great company to work for, and we have a great time doing it. I've got a great, great, great crew around me, and we're rolling right into our next event, Extreme Night of Champions, on October 26th. And if you folks listening are on blogtalkradio.com, Tuesdays and Fridays at high noon, XFI Live with me. My name is Clint Davis again. And this is the Greg Squirrel Show. On the phone with me is Granny Hulkster in Northwest Arkansas. Springdale, right?
Yep.
Nice. Yeah, been up there a couple of times. The drive isn't that bad. Now, that's where the Naturals play. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Cool.
Arvest Ballpark.
Yeah. Arvest Ballpark.
There's not a bad seat in that stadium. I mean, tickets are reasonable. It's a great place to take your kids and family to for if you like baseball.
That's kind of like the new One Oak Field in Tulsa where the Tulsa Drillers play. I don't think there's a bad seat in that entire stadium. It's so nice, and it's brand new. Downtown Tulsa, they just got the ball rolling on that. I guess they've been there a few years now, but it's so nice. And I think my cousin Luke had his birthday party out there, his eighth birthday party. I guess it was this weekend. I was looking at pictures and stuff on Facebook, and Luke's a stud. He's an athlete. We were talking about him last week, swimming, football, basketball, or baseball. I mean, he kind of does a little bit of everything. But anyway, yeah, so that's where we're at with that. And, is there any news going on up in your neck of the woods there, Granny?
Oh, not really. I mean, I've kind of read, what you kind of have already touched on. I was on the computer off and on today, you know, and I just, you know, was reading the headlines online, you know, and pretty much saw the same things you had been talking about. Not really a whole lot of excitement going on. I know, you know, the Naturals, they're in their second season, and they were pretty much neck and neck the second season with the Arkansas Travelers, you know, from down in Little Rock, you know. And
yeah.
I haven't been able to attend too many Natural ball games this year. I try to go as many as I can, but just with everything that's been going on, you know, it just didn't really – my schedule didn't allow it, so, you know, it's been kind of, but I like the Naturals because, you know, they're affiliated, they're a AA affiliation with the Kansas City Royals, which is my favorite baseball team, so I'm a Naturals fan when it comes to baseball, so.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of the Big Show? I'm hearing that he's supposed to come back on Raw tonight. Have you seen the news? Oh, my gosh. The Big Show has arms now like Lex Luger. I mean, you're not going to believe this when you see. I'm going to try to get a picture. I'm going to put a picture up on your Facebook page. I'm going to hit the Granny Hulkster page here. If you're able to check this, I'm going to get. Oh, my gosh. Is that you and Americos on your Facebook page?
It is. Americos is my new hero. I mean,
He's your new hero. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
He's one of my new heroes.
I don't know if I'm into that, but that's okay. Did you see? Now, there's some stuff that went down this weekend. Let me click back. I'm off the picture now. Let me click back. I guess I need to go to the headline page. There was a guy, B.J. Whitmer, who went to Ring of Honor. Did you see?
I saw the picture of that on Facebook. I did not read the whole entire caption, but
now,
I know he was taken to the hospital.
He was, and the story has been updated quite a few times. And before I say anything else, this is a disclaimer. This has nothing to do with the Greg Squirrel Show. This is the opinion of Clint Davis only. And granted, you might agree with me, but you don't have to publicly do that. If you're one of those people out there who every time you see wrestling, you have to be that idiot who runs up to people and says, "That's fake." Let me tell you, first of all, you can kiss my ass. Second of all, how stupid do you have to be to think you're educating somebody? Like, we're adults. We know what we're watching. We know what we're doing. When I was growing up, I had a great-grandmother who sat at home every day, and her life's mission was to watch Days of Our Lives or whatever had that sad music, whichever, sad song, whichever soap opera that was. Now, let me tell you what I would.
Days of Our Lives.
It might have been. Let me tell you what would have happened to me if I would have ran into the living room every day like a dumbass and said, "Hey, Granny, guess what? That show you're watching? Yeah, it's fake." She would have beat my ass. That's what would have happened. She would have got up with her walker and went and found her cane that she never used, and she would have whipped the crap out of me. Because, first of all, I would have been stupid for saying something like that. So for all you idiots out there and how wrestling, you think wrestling is fake and all that other stuff, this guy, you need to check out the video, B.J. Whitmer. He's ended up in the hospital, CAT scans, all kinds of stuff going on. He does have feelings in his arms and his, I think he said he had feelings in his toes. He even came to the guy's defense that gave him a pile driver on the outside of the ring there. I mean, just... I thought he was going to die, to be honest with you. B.J. Whitmer's CAT scan came back negative for a broken vertebrae. With that being said, he could be released from the hospital in the very near future. So, you know, that's a good update on what's going on. B.J. Whitmer got on Twitter and said what happened last night was an accident. It was no one's fault. Keep your head up, at real Mike Bennett. Love you, bro. So, you know, there's no hard feelings there. And why would there be? If you're going to be okay, if there's nothing wrong, just count your blessings and make sure that that everything's good. So, you know, there's no sense in being bitter about anything. But, you know, especially for all the idiots out there who want to run up and say wrestling is so fake. Why don't you get on and search BJ Whitmer and check that out, see how fake wrestling is. And then if you don't believe in that, then you need to go check out the time that Owen Hart gave Stone Cold Steve Austin a sit-down pile driver and it just damn near killed him with it. It broke a couple of vertebrae.
You talk about that, Clint, and I remember one time we were at a show at TCW, and I think it was at the Fort Smith Event Center. I remember there was a little boy that had a poster, and it said, "Wrestling is real, people are fake."
Well, that was a
I really loved that
t-shirt.
Poster that little boy had.
Yeah,
you
it was
know,
a Mrs.
And
Kennedy
I know,
t-shirt.
I know a lot of people think that way. You know, a lot of people that don't understand wrestling, that may not like wrestling, they say, "Oh, that's fake. That's entertainment." Okay, well, that's their opinion, you know. And it's kind of like Saturday night, we were at Fort Smith, and there was a lady and her family behind us in the second row. And I heard her talking to her kids, you know, and she, you know, "Oh, you know, this is fake, blah, 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 blah." And I'm thinking, "Lady, if you think that this is fake, why are you even here? You know, what is your purpose of being here? If you think that this is not real, if you think that this is fake." Because I have seen a lot of my wrestling family get injured in this sport. You know, I mean, a perfect example is Mr. Saturday Night Michael Berry, you know, in Clarksville. I mean, he got thrown through a table, you know. And she started talking to me and my husband, and I was trying to watch the show, and, you know, it was kind of in between matches. And she said, "Well, you know, my husband said that this was the same organization that did that show, my mommy and me, at the Fort Smith Event Center." And I said, "No, this is not that same federation. This is a different federation. These are not the same people that were there." I said, "This federation used to have shows at the Fort Smith Event Center, but they don't have them there anymore." And she was just bound and determined that TCW was the same group of people. And I said, "No, it's not," because I said, "I was at this show." She says, "Yeah," she says, "my husband and my son and I were there, you know, they were there too. And you and my husband and my son, they were, you know, y'all were on the news." And I said, "Yeah, we were. You know, they put us on the news or whatever. They interviewed us." "Well, okay, it wasn't the same wrestling federation, because I was at that show, because I have friends that wrestle for more than one, you know, wrestling federation, more than one company." But that being said, you know, she was like, "Oh, that's, you know, oh, don't worry, kids, they're, you know," and, you know, and I'm just like, I just turned around and I ignored her. I was like, I ignored her the rest of the night. I was like, "Okay, lady, if you're going to feel that way, just go home. You don't ruin my night for me, you know." But I just, you know, whatever. But, you know, everybody has their own opinion, so.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and everybody's entitled to it, but that doesn't mean you have to go around crapping up the public with it. You know, I don't run around screaming out wrestling's real. So, you know, if people don't like it, then don't bother running around screaming out wrestling's fake. I'm sure there's, you know, billions of people who really don't care about what the opinion is. And if you want your opinion to be known, start a radio show. Now, going back over to NFL news, Rex Ryan, you know, not a lot of people like Mark Sanchez. Rex Ryan has asked for fans to go easy on Mark Sanchez. I mean, it's sad when you're sticking with a quarterback who you know sucks, who the fans know sucks, and you're still going with the guy. You're still sticking with him for whatever reason. Let me ask Greg Squirrel, what do you think about this so far?
Well, brother, you know, we had this conversation earlier today. If you hear it from one person, you tend to disregard it. But I've heard same stories about JT Tilley from at least 10 different people.
Oh, and, is it pipe bomb time?
And then JT Tilley has the nerve to try to call me asking me to ease up when he goes slamming my co-host for us helping promote his bullshit MMA event? No, buddy.
Yeah.
You don't get fucking jack from me, JT Tilly. You don't go attacking my co-host for helping promote your show. That is fucking bullshit, JT Tilly. And I will call you on it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. Don't ever call my phone again, JT Tilly.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just now joining us, this is the Greg Squirrel Show on blogtalkradio.com, and that was Mr. Greg Squirrel. Squirrel, did you get to hear kind of what I played at the beginning of the show?
No, sir, I didn't.
Let me play it for you real quick.
Anybody else's hands, this is a microphone. In my hands, it's a pipe bomb. Pipe bomb.
I think it. We've come to that portion of the show where it's pipe bomb time. And, folks, there's a lot of things going down right now. A lot of not good things up in Missouri, in Branson. With Show Fight. Now, I'm going to take you back to a time when prices were low and gas was cheap and times were good. I'm going to take you back to, what was this, about a month or so ago in Branson. I'm going to search for this email. I'm going to take you back to Show Fight. Oh, I guess he blocked me. JT Tilly has blocked me on Facebook now. All right, the first thing that happened was this was July 17th. Okay, oh, it ain't even been a month yet. We got off the Greg Squirrel Show one day, and this guy confronted me about talking about, and we talked about this one day on the show. He confronted me about talking about his show having pay-per-views on GFL. And I thought, okay, that's a little weird. Maybe the guy, you know, he just wants to sell tickets. Maybe that's as far as this is going to go. Whatever. So I didn't think much about it. Then after that discussion was over with, you know, I stopped talking about the pay-per-views and all that good stuff. And he said, you know, that he was displeased with how much money he was getting from GFL. Like, he was mad at GFL because he was only getting a little bit of money. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You're still getting paid for people to watch. And this wasn't no $9.99 pay-per-view either. So, you know, he was upset and bitching and getting twisted about all that kind of stuff. Well, one of our female fighters, Megan Goodwin, she goes up to Branson. She's fighting for the Show Fight Featherweight Women's Championship. And the fight looked like garbage. So, the first problem is the referee. Now, I'm going to get into, and Squirrel, I want you to talk about this with me here in a couple of minutes, but the first problem I had was the referee seemed to me, now I'm going back to late July here. We're not talking August right now. I'm going back in July, and here's my thought process in July. The referee looks a little bit biased. You know, there's a hometown girl, you know, fighting for the title. She had the title. She gave it up and went and played Tiddlywinks for a year. Now she wants the damn thing back. And she thought she was going to just go in there and smoke Megan Goodwin and get it over with. Well, that's not what happened. During the course of this fight, the referee is taking points away from Megan left and right for stuff that shouldn't even be a warning. To make matters worse, Courtney Stowe poked Megan Goodwin in the eye, plain as day. It's right there on the pay-per-view. I downloaded the file. It's on my computer, and anybody can watch it if they want to. And the referee, not only did he not take points away from Courtney, which would have been fair, he threatened to disqualify Megan from the fight because her boyfriend said something out in the crowd. Her boyfriend was not even her corner. Had nothing to do with her and the fight. He's just a spectator, just like the rest of us. So that liquor isn't there to be. So after the fight is over with, after all the fights are over with, I got on Facebook and pretty much exposed how ridiculous it was, how ridiculous it looked with Chili's promotion. I didn't even say anything about Show Fight. I didn't say that, you know, Show Fight's dirty. I didn't say JT Tilly was dirty. I didn't say anything like that. I said that fight was ridiculous. There was some home cooking going on because, you know, the referee clearly was on the side of the girl fighting. But I didn't know at the time how deep the relationship was. We've learned some stuff today. Tell us a little bit about the phone call and what happened.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, after JT Tilly attacks you, I'm not sugarcoating anything. I have talked to 10 different people today that will verify that the referee is on the same fight team as Courtney Stubbs.
So, you know, back in July, I'm sitting here thinking there's some home cooking going on. Now, the weird part of this was after the fights were over with, JT Tilly confronts me again on Facebook. And the first thing he starts doing is defending Show Fight. Like, I run a clean promotion is one of the things he said to me. And I said, I'm not accusing you of not running a... Yeah, it just looked weird. I just thought, why is this guy telling me that he runs a clean promotion? And that wasn't even the subject. It wasn't even, it had nothing to do with it. You know, there were some guys, I think maybe one or two guys from MMA Madhouse who were watching this as well. Maybe one, could have been. And they saw the same thing I did. They saw the eye poke. They saw no warning. They saw no points being taken off of Courtney Stowe when she did the illegal the eye poke. Now, here's one of the messages JT Tilly sent to me when I told him that it looked like they were trying to screw Megan. He said, "We like Megan here. No one had anything bad to say, but she did accidentally kick Courtney illegally a few times." All right? So whatever
whoa, whoa, whoa,
it is, what it is.
Whoa, 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 whoa. If you like Megan so much,
all right,
then why are you threatening to pull her title because you want her to come fight on a date that she's already scheduled to fight somewhere else?
Now hold on, Squirrel. I know you're emotional, but let's not put the cart before the horse. Now I just got a message from Megan. Her boyfriend was part of her corner, so I want to make that correction. I didn't even ask, and it's my fault for not asking. So I want to clear that. So the referee, when Megan got poked in the eye, the referee threatened to disqualify Megan because someone in her corner had a problem with the eye poke, which was obvious. Watching the damn video, watching the pay-per-view, it was obvious that she got poked in the eye on purpose. And, you know, because Courtney Stowe knew she could get away with it. And try to get Megan to have to give up the fight, and she knew she could get away with it because the referee was on her team. So another thing JT said was no one did anything to Megan. This is what he said about Megan's illegal. Yeah, I've got the email right here. I'm going to screenshot all these later and stick them on Facebook. He said no one did anything to Megan. There was no attempt to screw her. The things you are saying are contrived because only one person docked her points, and that person works for BMF. Now, what is
you
BMF?
You own BMF. BMF
right.
is in your back pocket, JT Tilly. Come on.
Right. So JT Tilly's got BMF in his back, but it probably won't happen for long because we're going to talk about an insurance claim, getting attorneys involved in a fighter who still has not been compensated properly and legally by JT Tilly and Show Fight. But he's saying that BMF, the guy, the referee worked for BMF, not Show Fight. This is when I said, I never said Show Fight was bad. I said, my beef was with the referee. Everyone else I've talked to said it as well. I said, I thought it was put together nicely, and I enjoyed watching the show. But there was some shaky stuff. He said, not on my end. I run a clean show. Ask Megan. Now, I did talk to Megan, and I've got my own opinions, and I'm not going to roll anybody under the bus about anything, but I can't do much speaking. What is going on over there? Sounds like a cat dying or something. Anyway, during this discussion, JT Tilley said he was speaking with Megan right then, and she wasn't upset in the least. She did not get screwed. He said there was an attempt. There was an attempt to do anything negative to her. That's what he said. Doesn't make sense, but whatever. He said that they were congratulating her. Now, I've got it on good authority, and look, you know as well as I do, we know other people who were fighting up there that night. JT Tilley shook the hand of every other fighter who didn't belong to his little Branson Fight Club, except Megan Goodwin. All right? So, and now it gets even stranger. Megan Goodwin comes from down south. She goes up there. They're all rooting for the hometown girl to get the title. They get a home cooking referee in there and try to set this up to where Courtney Stowe can win the title. They take points away from Megan because Megan beat Courtney Stowe's ass for all the rounds that she was in that cage. Clearly, and like I said, if anybody wants to see the video, I'll put the video up too. And now he doesn't shake hands. He doesn't congratulate Megan after the fight's over, probably because he was a little bit pissed off. You know, he said he talked to Megan after the fight was over with. He said he congratulated her, and he said that he told Megan, this is JT Tilley lying again, that said he talked to Megan and congratulated her and said that he knew that Megan's kicks were accidental. Now, it wasn't, I don't know if it was just the kicks that she got points taken off for. I can't remember what all the points were for. One time it was definitely kicks. And it looked more like an accident than anything. She should have been given a warning for that. But it just kind of got really stupid. So now, whenever I said, Greg, don't put the cart before the horse. Tell us a little bit more about what you learned about the title.
Okay. After talking to several sources today, and I'm not making this up, I will be glad to get them in writing, so, you know, what they've heard, what they know, is that JT Tilley has pretty much threatened to strip Megan Goodwin of her belt because he wants her to come back up and defend the belt on a night that she has already been previously obligated to fight somewhere else.
Yeah, so we've got a fight promoter who is making demands.
So this is a promoter that says, well, we like Megan, blah, 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 and yet you go pull something like this?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the first thing I was thinking. I knew there was a little bit of tension there. I knew from talking to certain people that, you know, he was wanting Megan to fight on nights that she had already committed to. And I'm almost sure that she committed to these other fights before she even won that title.
Because
September and October are right around the corner. And I knew she was going up to the Hard Rock. I knew that she had a deal in Tulsa to go to. So fighters, they don't take fights on short notice except on occasions. But I know Megan. It's one thing about Megan. Megan doesn't really go around taking fights on short notice. So I have every reason to believe that Megan had this stuff planned out. Now she's got this fight promoter. Now, I can tell you, coming straight from Megan, that JT Tilley has not told Megan that he is going to take the title or anything yet. Right? But the only problem with that is you have heard otherwise. You have talked to other people who, and apparently he's talking about this behind Megan's back, obviously. I mean, what is the deal here, Squirrel? Like, if she doesn't show up for a date that he decides, like, he's the great and powerful arm, and if she's not there with the witch's broom, then he's going to take it from her? Is that the deal?
First off, all I'm going to say, if he is such a stand-up, st- stand-up, good guy, then how come multiple members of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, one of them I talked to just this afternoon before I got on the phone with you, how come every single promoter I have talked to, how come every martial artist I have talked to, every one of them has expressed the same opinion that if JT Tilly comes a-calling, turn and run, he is a piece of antiquated fecal matter.
Piece of shit, basically, is what you're telling me, right?
Pretty much. And these are some people in his own, and some of these people aren't even fight promoters. Like I say, these are some of the top martial artists in the United States. Yes, there's been promoters. But everybody in the all-around consensus has no use for JT Tilly. The person I got the information from about his referee is a former employee of the so-called sanctioning body that was sanctioning his events. And they quit that sanctioning body because of the behind-the-scenes shenanigans that were going on with JT Tilly. Now, don't hate me. I'm just the messenger. If you, JT Tilly, called me up threatening me, you know, derogatory, defamation of character, blah, blah, blah. Don't come after me. I'm just a journalist spreading the news. If you want to go after people, go after the people that are that are telling me this stuff. But don't hate the messenger. You know, go after the people that are talking. Those are the people you need to talk about. I'm a journalist spreading the news that I hear and that I have verified.
Right. So, in other words, don't hate the player, hate the game. In this scenario, Greg Squirrel is the player, not the game. So don't hate the player, hate the game. Now, there's something else, and of course, I read emails that he sent to me, which were clearly lies, and then obviously coupled together with what you have been told today and certain things that have been confirmed. Now, here's something that was brought to my attention on Facebook. Now, I'm not going to name drop who wrote this until I confirm with that person, until I talk to that person about whether or not it's cool if I use their name or their likeness or whatever. It says, attention fighters and coaches, please read. 2 years ago, now I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, Anthony Lupica had his teeth knocked out on a show fight event, which was JT Tilly's show. Still to this day, his doctor bills have not been paid. We've been calling JT Tilly since this happened, and all we ever get is, it says IM on it. I don't know what that means. All we ever get is IM on it. Well, it was brought up again this weekend, and guess what? We got blocked on Facebook. This is hard on an amateur fighter, so we had to hire an attorney. This is not what we wanted, but JT Tilly has left us no choice. So all fighters, beware. JT Tilly is a liar. I can prove all of this. This is coming from a source on Facebook. This is not Facebook drama. This is the truth. I thought we were friends, but I have to pick friend or my fighter, and I pick my fighter. I've had 16 MMA shows and always had my insurance. Always paid fighters for injuries. And so should he by law. So beware of JT Tilly and show fight in Branson, Missouri. So, you know, and I'm even going to get dirty with it and read you some of the comments here. One of the comments here said, I've been hearing a lot of negative things about JT Tilly and show fight lately. Can't say that I'm surprised. I had my own issues with him a few years back. And my friend, I'm not going to mention the friend's name, who got all the high-level pros to fight in Springfield last year, had problems with JT Tilly as well. Another comment said, this guy, JT Tilly's going on a rampage, blocking people on Facebook. Even more shit to consider. He's shady, in my opinion. Another one said, it's a little funny. Another guy said, this guy is a joke, talking about JT Tilly. JT Tilly's a joke, and he wears clown shoes. Funny ha-ha about the clown shoes. That's great. But, I mean, look, nobody's got anything to say that's good about this guy.
Hello?
Who is that making the noise?
Oh, I have no idea. Not me.
Well, it seems that we do have a little bit of noise on the line. So we've got, there's nobody that has anything good to say about JT Tilley. And obviously now we've got legal issues. We've got, fighters who are injured, who are not being compensated properly. I mean, what is his insurance not up to date? I mean, the JT Tilley's got a lot to answer for, but I promise you one thing. JT Tilley will absolutely not be a part of a show that you and I are a part of because, first of all, I don't think he understands how I work. I mean, you know, if he wants to threaten me and criticize me and all that stuff, man, that's what I thrive on. Like, I love that stuff. It takes a lot to twist my head up. And if you're not messing with my kids, you're not going to succeed. So, and I'm not talking about my kids. You can say whatever you want about anybody in the world. Doesn't mean it's true. But this stuff can be proven. This stuff can be proven. You know, the things that are happening.
That's the funny part. It would be easy. It'd be funny if none of this stuff is verifiable. But the person I talked to today went on the computer and found the information that I have passed on. So what's that tell you right there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's just too many things that are going on that look a little bit weird. Now, I am getting a word from someone in the MMA world, and you guys know that unless it's something like with JT Tilley and he's made it personal, I'm not going to name drop. I'm never going to name drop, and it doesn't matter. You can email me and call me all day and threaten to burn my house down. I'm not going to tell you who is telling me these things. I'm just not like that, all right? I appreciate my sources. I love my sources, and I'm glad they're on my team. I'm not going to say anything about who said what, so don't ask. But I am getting word that dental is not covered by promoters. That's why fighters wear mouth guards. Now, if that is the case, if that is the truth, now, I know a lot of these states, they work differently. I don't even know how it is with us in Arkansas. With Extreme Fighting Inc. I don't even know what our, because I don't do that, man. I do sales, I do marketing, I do radio. That's all I do. I don't do insurance and behind the scenes. We have people who do that kind of stuff. Even if that is the case, why would he not contact these people? Why would JT Tilley block these people on Facebook? Why would he not talk to them about the situation? If you're a stand-up guy, you run a clean promotion, you're the man, all this other stuff, whatever, whatever. I do what I want. I slap my mama, all that good stuff. Why don't you call these people back and address the situation?
Instead of running and hiding like a little scared schoolgirl, at least call and talk to the people.
I just don't get it, man. I don't get why this dude wants to run a dirty promotion. And then he wants to defend himself to me and tell me on a stinking Facebook email that he is such a nice guy and congratulates everybody and runs such a clean promotion. If it's a clean promotions, I mean, seriously, there's a lot of people who run good, clean promotions. You know of a couple of people. I know of a couple of people. They don't have issues like this. You know what I'm saying? Greg Squirrel.
I'm listening.
Okay. No, yeah, there's a lot of people who say that I even told him, look in my email, I even told him and I have been told that I can use this source's name. My source's name is Dick Harry. That's a true story. This just came to me from Dick Harry on Facebook. Just like I said to JT in an email, I thought the show was put together nicely. I thought it was, the pay-per-view was great. It was just that fight. But now we've learned there's been some home cooking in this thing. You know what I'm getting at here? Dick Harry even just said the shows are legit, great production, but the judges suck. So So thank you, Mr. Harry, Mr. Dick Harry, for calling that in to me. I appreciate your patience and your diligence in this matter. It's crawling up my skin because not only is he making MMA look bad, he's making promoters look bad, and in return, he's trying to make fighters look bad.
Well, you know, Clint, the way I see it, the truth is eventually going to go come out. I mean,
well, it's out. It's out right now, right here live on the Greg Squirrel Show. The truth is out. But I get what you're saying. Eventually, somewhere down the road, there's going to be a bigger line of communication. There's going to be something somewhere coming up that people start looking at this and realizing, you know what, these guys aren't just getting on here and telling a bunch of lies. Because, look, we don't do that. You and I mean, we don't get on here and just decide to talk about people and how crappy they are. I kind of wish JT Tilly hadn't blocked me on Facebook. I didn't know he had blocked me until just now. I just knew that he had unfriended me after he bitched at me like a third-grade girl about talking about his events being on pay-per-view. Who does that? And I mean, how many miles are we from Branson? 300 miles or something like that? 200 miles, whatever it is? I'm fixing to have to break out Google Maps. I don't even know how far I am.
We're about 2.5 to 3 hours from Branson.
Yeah.
His
job is to be up there in Branson. You're a promoter, right? So why don't you promote? I am, from my house, I'm exactly 157 miles from Branson, Missouri, and that is taking every back-ass road from Roland, Oklahoma to Branson, Missouri. So, that's part of the way is highway. The rest of it is crap. That's 157 miles. I can't do that stuff. When I've got my kids on the weekends, when I've got meetings, business meetings to attend, I can't just pick up and drive to Branson and drop $30 on a ticket or $40 on a ticket and $5,000 on gas. I can't do that. So you know what I'm going to do? $14.99 GFL pay-per-view. I'm in. Now, we've got listeners around here, right? I'm fixing to hit 20,000 people or 20,000 times my show has been listened to since the middle of April. I think that's pretty damn good. It's like 1,200 people a week or something. And I only do two shows a week. You've got quite a few listeners around this area. I don't know your numbers for a fact. We ain't got to get into all that stuff. I'm just trying to make a point. We have a lot of listeners around here who support local MMA. Now, local MMA is not if you live in Fort Smith, then you need to support Fort Smith MMA. That's not what we're talking about. Local MMA is stuff that's not Bellator, stuff that's not UFC, stuff that's not Pride or what, however far down the list you want to go. It's not that crap. It is promotions, especially when we've got fighters who have fought around here. They fought for our promotions. They fought for events that you have ring announced. They've done things for us. We've done things for them. Local MMA is any of these events in these small towns or semi-big cities or however you want to phrase it. Who put on events for the fans, and it's not some big corporate giant. We're not corporate giants, you know. I mean, we're not little. Yeah, what's up?
You know, it has ever since I started the Greg Squirrel Show, it has been my number one goal to help promote each and every little mom and pop promotion that's wanted to send me their information all across the United States.
Right on.
And that's what we were trying to do with Show Fight. They had this event.
You saw what I watched this weekend. Right?
We were smart. Do what?
You saw what I was doing this weekend, right? I mean, I couldn't go out of town again. I had the kids this weekend. So what am I doing? I'm sitting at home. I'm on GFL, the same place where Show Fight had their pay-per-view. I'm on GFL.tv, and I'm watching Cage Warrior Combat 6 live for from Kingston, Washington. That's local MMA. You know what I'm saying? I'm supporting local MMA because I'm sure the locals in Kingston appreciate somebody from BFE Oklahoma watching their pay-per-view. I'm almost positive they would appreciate that. I know the guys at MMA Madhouse appreciated it. They were glad to get me hooked up with something like that, and I appreciate it. That's supporting local MMA. That's what it's all about. That's part of the deal, and that's exactly what we did. So,
and I guarantee you, because we mentioned their event several times on the Greg Skrill Show, and I can bet your bottom dollar that they're professional enough that they're not going to call us blasting us for promoting their show.
No, none of these people are going to do it. Now, here's the deal. We got somebody in the switchboard here, and the area code is the southwestern quadrant of Missouri. So I'm going to flip over real quick and caller, who are we speaking with?
You're speaking to JT Tilly.
All right, what's up? So you want to talk about some of this stuff? You want
to
address some of the emails?
I would love to, guys. Listen,
confronting me about talking about your pay-per-views, and now we got all this home cooking bullshit going on, and you're confronting me on Facebook, and now we got people talking about injuries that they've never been properly compensated for.
Sure,
they've had to hire attorneys in the process. So tell us what's going on.
Well, I've been on hold here for about 15, 20 minutes while you talk about me running like a scared girl. Let's talk about it. Do you have some questions
for
me?
Well, we apologize for your wait. This isn't the JT Tilly Show. You heard what we were saying.
Well, it sure sounds like a JT Tilly Show as much as you're using my name without calling me and asking me for my side.
I don't have to ask you for anything. You've already sent me plenty of emails, and I'm pretty sure I've got First Amendment rights in this country, and freedom of speech is one of those, and I can say whatever I want.
Sure.
So are you gonna
sure
tell me?
Can, but
somebody who
well,
serves
like
my
to
country, that I can't use my First Amendment rights? Is that what you're trying to do?
No, you're not going to intimidate me, Clint. We all hear the way you speak. I listened to you talk about baseball disrespectfully for 30 minutes before you got to this. Everything
baseball
stays
disrespectfully?
Negative.
Or are we talking about people using performance-enhancing drugs? Why don't you report entire story instead of picking out bits and pieces? Is that what you want to do? You want to pick apart what I say about baseball and try to make me look
bad? No, actually, what I'd like
when
to do, what I'd like to do is go back.
Bag, shady-ass promotion up in Branson, Missouri, who you probably won't have much to do with MMA after all this is over with anyway, and you want to pick apart me talking about baseball. You're on the mic.
If I'm on the mic, why don't you go point by point through all of the defamation on this? Why don't you ask me about LaPica? You want to talk about LaPica?
Keep going.
Yeah, I'll talk about LaPica with you for a second, pal. You never called to verify any of these stories. We absolutely, absolutely had insurance on LaPica. I spoke to his coach, as did my sanctioning rep and sanctioning body multiple times. This issue was put to bed over a year ago. It didn't come back up until one of my rival promoters started running a smear campaign.
Uh-oh, somebody else doesn't
campaign.
Like you.
It's the same thing. You guys, listen, Greg, who do you are you a cage announcer for Uncivil War, Greg? Is that what that is? Are you their cage announcer? Is that my? Yeah, absolutely. We don't know you, Greg. We don't know you very well, but I've spoken to you on the phone, and you always seem like a nice guy. When I called you today, my only concern, and it's very simple. I recorded my message as well as you did. It's very simple. People have been slamming me for about 3 days online. I've kept my mouth shut. It's really, really simple. Everything they've said is contrived and manipulated, and if you'd like to know what the facts are, I will be happy to answer your questions. What'd you say, sir?
Did you not hear what I said, though? I said,
no, I didn't, actually.
Okay, you hear it from one person, you ignore it. But when you start getting bombarded by tens, hundreds of people saying the same exact same stuff, you tend to start listening to them.
Well, Greg, let me speak to that if I can.
Hey, I'm going to ask you the dead truth question, and you answer, because I know the truth. I've got the paper right here in my hand that the referee in the Megan Goodwin fight was part of the fight team.
Absolutely. Chris Crazy Man McDaniel.
That is fucking law. That is a
absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Cut his ass off.
What is that? I can't hear you. You're distorting in my phone.
JT, or Clint,
yes.
Cut him off.
Yeah, what's up?
Cut him off.
All right. Oh, yeah, he's gone.
I'm
not
going
to worry about
show.
Him either.
JT Tilly, that is against every freaking MMA rule book in the United States. Now tell me you're running a clean promotion.
Yeah, he's everybody's crazy but him.
You go to every state sanctioning body. You go to just about every sanctioning body except the one you got in your back pocket, and they will tell you that having a referee on the same fight team as one of the fighters that he's refereeing is against the rules. Now, tell everybody in the United States you run a clean promotion. You can't do it.
Yeah, you don't get on here and talk about how you disagree with me talking about baseball. I'm not running down baseball. Did he not hear me talk about coaching other sports?
We are speaking the truth about baseball.
I mean, my gosh.
He's
nitpicking. He's looking for an escape, Squirrel. He's looking for a way out. All he's trying to do is find things that he can badger us about and bring us down about, and it's not going to work. I mean, he wants to call this slander and all this other stuff. Do something about it. Do something about
it. We're just reporting the news. If you're going to, you cannot pull our First Amendment rights, which we get to exercise with being a part of this talk show. It is in the Constitution. Maybe if you spent some of your time defending this country like me and Clint have, you would know a little bit about it.
Well, it doesn't matter to him. People like him, they don't even know what's in the Constitution. They don't even know what's in bylaws for promoting their own events. So, you know, I'll give him this. He is he's articulate. He's very well-spoken, but that's a cover.
He's articulate. He's well-spoken. He's not a referee wearing a freaking tuxedo T-shirt.
No,
pride in your promotion.
That was his ring announcer. But still, I get what you're saying. It wasn't very professional. Now, the referee that he had is part of his little fight crew or whatever they've got up there.
I talked to a former employee of BMF that said every member of that sanctioning body at that event was handpicked by J.T. Tilley.
Exactly. You know, I don't get it. Why?
And you say you run a clean promotion, J.T. Tilley. I'm calling bullshit on you right now, pal.
Yeah, I knew it was bullshit just when I watched the pay-per-view. You know what I mean? I mean, it was way too obvious to me. I knew something was going on. I mean, he wants everybody. Here's J.T. Tilley's problem. J.T., I hope you're still listening, Princess. Here's your problem. You think everybody is as stupid as you are. You think everybody's going to believe
your lies. No, he thinks everybody's afraid of him.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm definitely
afraid
not.
Of him. Oh, I'm sure the hell not.
You know, I mean, he wants to try to get in your back pocket just now. Look, Squirrel, I think you're a really nice guy and everything. Okay, wonderful.
Sorry,
we can hold hands and we can pat each other's asses later on. The fact of the matter is we're dealing with some – yeah. I mean, seriously, the issue was put to bed a year ago, and it's still a problem. How come all these other promoters are talking about this guy if he runs such a clean promotion?
Not only that, why the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, one of the most prestigious martial arts organizations in the world, and yet everybody I talk to on that board about J.T. Tilley says they don't want a damn thing to do with him.
Well,
I
would
either.
Explain
to me, Jay, if you're so clean, why is that? If you are so freaking clean, why does one of the most prestigious martial arts organizations in the United States not want a thing to do with you? Everybody I have mentioned talked to, because they ask me about stuff that's been talked about on this show. And when I mention your name, one word, two words, three words, comes out of their mouth. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
So if you're so freaking clean, J.T. Tilley, explain that to us. I'm not making this up. I was just 5 minutes before I came on the show today, I was talking to a member of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And he said he does not want anything to do with you. If you're so clean, if you're so righteous, if you're so upstanding, then why are people not wanting anything to do with you? That tells me there's something majorly freaking wrong.
Yeah, I think he has, he's kind of exposed himself now. And it's kind of, you know, you got to give him credit for being a dumbass, because he wanted to come on the show. He wanted to be real bold here and come on the show and use his articulation and all this other stuff that he thinks nobody's familiar with. And he wanted to make it sound really good. But here's the deal. I want everybody out there to know that, Greg Squirrel, this is your show. You call the shots. When you told me to cut him off, I cut him smooth off. Now, I would have let the guy talk. I would have. I would have let him talk.
I don't want shit. I don't want shit on my show, okay?
Well, that's true. That's true. I'm with you on that. But
just like in the fights, if the judges all have the same decision, then I have to announce that decision. And every judge I have talked to about JT Tilly says, fucking loser.
Right.
Pardon my language.
People who run clean promotions, Greg, and I'm fixing to ask you for an example because you know this. People who run clean promotions, they work together. They don't sit and talk shit about each other. They work together. Now, this past weekend, you were in West Siloam Springs with Border Wars 2 put on by Iron Corps. Now, who were two people that you saw at that event that had nothing to do with Border Wars, but were there anyway for support?
Oh, let's see. There was Tony and Darlene Burrow with XFI. There was a Ty Parnell with Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. There were so many people there, people I'd never met. There was people from Little Rock there. There were people from Paragould there. There were people from Hot Springs there. And none of them had a freaking thing to do with the Iron Corps, but they were there to help out with the event.
They were there to support local MMA. That's why they were there. So we've got Ty with Striking. He is the man. He owns the joint. He runs the joint they put their shows on in Muskogee mainly. They're going up north here, though, but they do mainly in Muskogee. We've got the owners of Extreme Fighting Inc., who also went up north for support in West Siloam Springs. That's an example. The Arkansas Oklahoma area. That's an example of how
of us working together.
Of honest, clean promotions. Of how they work together. So you know, JT Tilly wants to talk about these promotions. These promoters that are quote unquote running their mouth about him, like everybody's got lies to tell. People don't just wake up with lies to tell. You don't just reach in your back pocket looking for your debit card and be like, oh, look, a lie about JT Tilly. So if JT wants us all to be as stupid as he is and believe that stuff, I mean, whatever, man, more power to you. He's really going to have a hard time in the MMA world if he wants to keep his reputation. I mean, there's not much of one now, but it is what it is. But, you know, I'm not falling for the crap anymore. Not after the dude confronts me about talking about his shit being on pay-per-view. You know, the whole point his job, he's up in Branson. He's supposed to be putting asses in seats. That's his job, not mine. My job to support local MMA is to get people hundreds of miles away who can't watch, who can't drive there, who can't afford the trip there to support his promotion. I mean, we talked about his promotion. I tried to get people to watch the promotion. Did I get a thank you for that? No, I didn't want a thank you. But I at least wanted to know that it was somehow, some way appreciated by this guy because he got paid for all this. He made money off of me. I mean, I regret that, but I mean, I'm glad that I got to support friends of mine like Sean Bales and Megan Goodwin. I'm glad I got to support these people. But I'm sure JT was going to get on here and say something stupid about how he would never, ever demand that Megan cancel a date and go up there and she would have to defend her title or else she would be stripped. But you know, people just talk about that for no reason. I don't even live in Branson, yo. I'm 160 miles away from Branson. How do I know all this stuff if people aren't telling me about it? That's what you got to ask yourself, JT. I got nothing to do with Branson. I got nothing to do with Show Fight. But when people bring the news to us, that's what we're going to talk about. And when you're trying to screw over our fighters, people who fight for our promotions down here, we're not going to have anything good to say about you. Period.
Preach it, Grandpa.
Oh man, what a deal!
I'm almost calmed down.
Now is clearly not the time to be calm, Squirrel.
Oh well.
It is. I mean,
JT, fess up, buddy. You do not run a clean promotion. If you were running a clean promotion, as clean as you lay the butter on the bread, then why are so many people talking to shit? I guess this is what all I got to go by, is just facts are facts. If you were so clean, upright, like you say you are, then why are people talking shit about you?
Well, Greg, the problem with that is they're not talking shit. They're just telling the truth. So, look, for anybody in our area, you know, my mom, if she listens to this, or anybody I went to church with, if you guys hear language, you know, I apologize. That's what happens. But, you know, we're all adults here, and we're not going to cry over spilled milk unless we live up in Branson. Then we'll cry about everything. But, you know, this is just stuff that happens. Like I said, man, it takes a lot to get me twisted up. And, you know, I'm sure he wanted me to be upset, but, I mean, it's just not going to happen. I mean, he can accuse me of doing whatever he wants. I mean, he can accuse me of slander. He can accuse me of lying or whatever. But that's why I said I'm 160 miles from Branson. I don't just come up with this stuff. I didn't make all this stuff up. You know, it was always you notice how when I blasted him there for a minute, he turned his attention off of me and went straight for you, like, you're such a nice guy, Greg. And that's when he started trying to cut you off. So, you know, he doesn't want to face anybody who can get the best of him, period.
And that's the truth. But the fact is I actually called one of the people that I knew was associated or had knowledge of his fight events behind the scenes, and I asked this person, was his referee a member of the Kraken's fight team? Did they train together? And that person, and I flat told her, I said, if you tell me not to say anything, nothing would have been said today. But the fact that she answered the question, yes. Now, why would the sanctioning body lie about that?
Right, yeah, I have no idea.
This person was a member, or a former member, of said sanctioning body. So she still had ways to access their records. So while I'm sitting there on the phone, they pull up the records and said, yes, I know that referee. He is not only a fighter, but he was the assigned referee to that match. I mean, you can't outrun the internet, JT.
Well, I mean, and that's why it looks so stupid. The whole thing.
You can't run the records. That's why the records are kept.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fighter that Megan fought, and I don't know if she had anything to do with this. I mean, I'm sure, you know, being a fighter, she was out for a year. She wanted her title back. I get it. You know, one of your hometown boys is going to be a ref for one of your hometown girls. Okay, I don't know a fighter in America that would be like, yeah, I'm going to turn that down. You know, I think people would jump on an opportunity like that, unless I'm wrong about that. And then she just got caught up, wrong place, wrong time. Whatever works. I don't have any idea. But, like I said, in July, man, it was home cooking. It was home cooking the whole time.
And that's what it all comes back to, Clint. Straight down the narrow, which is the only way I know to call it, is any legitimate, clean, upright promotion in the United States, any clean, upright sanctioning body in the United States knows that it is illegal for a referee to be a member of the fight team of any of the fighters in the matches he refs.
Right.
Tell me that's clean. Tell me that's clean. That's almost borderline violation of the Muhammad Ali law. Muhammad Ali law states that you cannot have a financial gain or a financial interest in said fighter. If so, this is almost I find this very close to the Muhammad Ali, is the fact that the referee had an interest in one of the fighters in that fight, which makes it illegal.
He's putting a lot of people in jeopardy. He's putting a lot of people's careers and a lot of other things in jeopardy by doing this. I mean, what if this gets to the point in Branson where you know, clearly he's going to fail. His business is going to fail, whatever he's doing. I don't know. He ain't going to make it very long, but it doesn't take an idiot to see that. It's going to get to the point where people in Branson Well, there wasn't 1,000 or 1,200 people there like we do our shows down here. They didn't have that big of numbers at Show Fight. I don't think he's not that good of a promoter, if you ask me, because there wasn't any asses in the seats. There was a few, but there wasn't that many. The locusts on the pay-per-view were louder than the crowd was, or those cicadas or whatever those little sons of bitches in the trees were. They were louder than the people in the crowd. That's when you know you got a problem. I was watching that Cage Warrior Combat 6 from Kingston, Washington this weekend, and the referee, nobody heard the bell go off at the end of a round in one of the fights because the crowd was so loud. There were so many people there. You know, that when I was doing commentary with Jack Womack at Extreme Infinity back in June, there were times I couldn't even hear the dude sitting next to me because of the crowd. That's the kind of crowds we bring in. There's no animals or bugs in the trees that are going to be louder than our crowds. So, you know, that's the problem.
West Alum Springs, just this past weekend, I was announcing an event there, and the place was so loud, I kept having to ask the sound guy to turn the microphone up so people could hear me.
Right.
So what's the deal, JT?
I mean, it's not our fault if people don't sit down.
You've been around so many years. If you've been around so many years putting on good shows, you should have over 3,000, 5,000 people. But yet you're dealing with 300. Something's not adding up, JT. If you're
I don't
such
even
a
300.
Good, why is there one of the promoters I work with in Kansas? When I started announcing with him, 300. 400 people per show, max. Just this last year, he had to expand to a 3,000-seat venue, and his first fight event there was standing room only. 3 years, JT, and you tell me you've been in this business 5-10 years, and you only pull 300 to 400 in an outside dive? What's the story, JT?
Well, we definitely can't keep asking him, you know, what the story is, because we're not going to hear it. You know, I mean, we got rid of him on here and with good reason. I mean, he's not supposed to cut you off and he act like he can't hear you. I could hear you fine. I don't know what he was doing, but you know, I could hear it plain enough. Right? We'll go back and listen to that. I'm sure on the playback, this may end up being one of the greatest episodes of the Greg Squirrel Show that ever existed. Now, Squirrel, I don't intend to stay on this all day. It is a little bit past 5:30. And
we're going till 6.
Okay, we are going till 6. Now, we could do one of two things. We could either stay on track, or we can change gears. We can get Granny Hulkster back on, and she can talk about what went down at TCW. Back to school.
There's
bash four.
There's another promotion I got an issue with.
What,
nah,
TCW?
Never mind. I'm gonna keep mouth shut.
Okay, it's not TCW.
When they tell people not to be talking about the results, you know, I got issues with them. Go ahead, bring her on.
Oh well, they do that because they tape their shows and they come out in episodes later on.
People,
you know,
are
going to
watch it anyway. Whether the, you know, just like me, I check out ProWrestling.com each and every day, and I still watch the stupid shows because I want to see what happens. I know who wins. I just want to see what happens. So people are going to do the same thing. If they're DCW fans, they're going to do the same thing. Who cares if they already know the results? They want to see the action, so they're going to watch anyway. Shut up, TCW.
All right. on the holy shit. On the phone with me now from the 479 is Granny Hulkster. I almost slipped up and said Granny Squirrel again, but here's Granny Hulkster.
Hello, Greg.
Oh, my gosh. Granny, first of all, what do you have to say to Greg Squirrel about telling TCW to shut up?
Well, Greg, hello. How are you? I'm sorry I couldn't get you a shirt. They didn't have your size. They ran out of shirts.
I'm a big mouth fat ass. What do I care?
Okay. Well, no, let me explain something here, first of all.
Oh, my God.
At the end of the show Saturday night, they did ask not to divulge too much information because they do, like Clint said, they do tape these episodes. Now, I know over the weekend, I believe they had one of the episodes from Rumble Riot at Clarksville. And I believe this was the episode where Mr. Saturday Night was thrown through the table.
Yes.
By Titan in that match.
But see, that's what
now,
I'm talking about.
I understand. Now, unfortunately, I don't have Dish. I don't have DirecTV. I don't get the Pursuit Channel. So I have to wait until Monday night where I can watch it on their website, which is okay. I mean, granted, I know, you know, I haven't been on Facebook much lately just with everything been going on. But the fans were asked, you know, because for the people that maybe could not make it to the show because of it being such a sellout crowd, which it was, you know, the spoiler alerts, whatever you want to call it, even though people may say, okay, so-and-so won their match or so-and-so lost their match, okay, even though they may still watch that episode, like I do all the time, even though, you know, and even the episodes or even the tapings that I don't get to attend to, I don't get to watch that until, you know, Monday night at 10 o'clock, you know, after Raw's over with. Okay, yeah, there's some times where, you know, I kind of like say, oh, you know, well, so-and-so lost their match at Jonesboro or Meridian, Mississippi. Okay, that kind of disappoints me in a way. So I can understand where they're going with this. Okay. And I understand where you're coming from. You know, people are still going to watch it. Now, that being said, all I can say about TCW Saturday night was, number one, it was a sellout crowd. I believe it was probably one of the biggest crowds that I've seen at the Fort Smith Event Center. I mean, or close to it. Convention Center. I'm sorry. Somebody got me started on Fort Smith Event Center earlier, but okay. Convention Center. Now, you know, granted, that being said, you know, yes, when they used to be to have their shows at the Fort Smith Event Center, they grew out of that building. And maybe that's why I mentioned that, Clint, because I wanted to kind of like give an example here. You know, they outgrew that building.
Absolutely.
So they had to go to the Convention Center. Yes, this was probably one of the biggest crowds I've seen at the Convention Center.
And I guarantee you, TCW hasn't been around longer than Shell Fight.
Yeah, I mean, it's now started, you know, booming, you know, within the last, you know, I mean, a couple of years ago, back in 2011, mid to late 2011, you know, I was still in a different time, different place, but I was going to these events by myself and selling tickets on the streets and stuff like that. And now we don't have to do that kind of stuff. I mean, there may be people that still do that, but, you know, it's just so well known. And so many, you know, when you get names like Matt Hardy and you get names like Jake the Snake Roberts and Diamond Dallas Page and Handsome Harley Race and
Tommy Dreamer.
Tommy Dreamer and Jay Lethal, and that guy, there's too many people. There's too many people to name. But when you get names like that, the business speaks for itself. And now look on the flip-flop of that, and Squirrel, this is another example we can provide to JT about how other promotions work together and not talk about each other behind their backs. You know, we talk about TCW, and we're in the MMA world. We talk about TCW. We talked about their upcoming event for weeks. I don't even know how long we talked about it. We support local MMA. We support, you know, our wrestling shows, anything that's going to get our fans engaged, the people who surround us, anybody in the surrounding area in the River Valley, up northwest Arkansas a little bit. Any time we can get anything to get these people engaged in anything, any type of sporting event, we're going to do that. We don't just run around talking bad about other people. And no, talking about performance-enhancing drugs is not running down baseball. That's not what that means. I don't even know where he got that. He's just grasping for straws. But anyway, you guys, Granny, go ahead with the TCW. I'm sorry.
But that being said, I mean, first of all, Matt Hardy was totally awesome. I mean, he was probably one of the nicest people that I have ever had the opportunity to meet in the professional wrestling world. And I've met, since I've been going to TCW, I've met a lot of big-name stars, you know, at TCW. I mean, very nice, very professional, love the fans. I mean, and after the match, which was the main event between him and Americos versus the Empire, you know, they were going around high-fiving everybody after the show, you know, and Matt Hardy comes by and looks at me and high-fives me and says, I absolutely love that shirt. I mean, he was just like, because he, Tom Simon kind of gave me a little bit of a shout-out last week on TCW when they were talking about the TCW fans. And Matt Hardy remembered that. And he says, oh, yes, I remember. You must be the lady that Tom Simon mentioned. I said, yes, I am. I am Granny Hulkster. And I told him my real name, but I said, I am Granny Hulkster. And, you know, and he was just phenomenal. I mean, what I can say about the show, I'm going to use just words here, and I'm not going to get into the detail because, you know, we were asked not to, and I respect TCW's wishes. Amazing. Surprising. Shocking. And wow. You know, and that kind of sums it up into one big, I mean, the VIP pizza party by Larry's Pizza, it was awesome. Not all of the wrestlers were able to attend the meet and greet. Some were there, some were not. But that's okay, you know. And it was, and Clint, and I think you got your picture of my poster that I made, did you not, on Facebook? I mean, I know
I did.
The young lady came up.
Thank you very, very much for that.
The young lady came up and asked me, she said, oh, can I take a picture of you holding that poster so I can send it to Clint? And I said, sure.
That was Jada. That was she was my stepdaughter. That was one of Summer's daughters. She sent me the picture and that night, and so I put it on Facebook. I definitely appreciate that.
And that's why, gentlemen, I am a little hoarse still today because Granny really got fired up Saturday night. I mean, Sunday or yesterday, I couldn't hardly talk at all. I was very squeaky because I hollered so much Saturday night. I mean, it was just, like I said, wow. I mean, I got to meet, I finally, you know, Mr. Saturday Night was there, and, you know, he made his big announcement, which everybody will see in the next few weeks, upcoming weeks on TCW. I actually finally got to see his daughter, which I was so happy because this is the first time I've actually got to see his beautiful little girl, Baron. I've seen tons and tons and tons of pictures of her, but I finally got to see Baron in person, and that just tickled me to death. I made a new little friend named Mackenzie at the show Saturday night. She sat next to me. Her daddy sat next to me. And I want to give Mackenzie a big shout-out. You know, I let her hold some of my posters, Granny has made a new little friend. But, guys, you know, the lady, my friend that made me my Granny Hulkster T-shirt, she has another idea for another Granny shirt for me. Since this is getting kind of filled up with autographs, I'm running out of room. You know, and everybody's kind of seen what you're going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you. You know, okay, that's been around about almost four years now. You know, that's getting kind of, my friend that made me my T-shirt And I passed this by Colonel Parker, and he loved it. My friend wants to make me a shirt that says, Granny Holster, Queen of TCW. What do you guys think about it?
It's pretty
good. And so when I told that to Colonel Parker, he says, he says, I like that. He says, I think I could manage that one. So, you know, who knows? That may be in the works. But when I told Mr. $5.50 about that idea, of course, you know, he holds up his arms, you know, like the Empire sign here, Clint. And he's like,
who is that?
Queen of the Empire. You know, $5 Queen of the Empire.
$5.50. Who is that that you're talking
Matt
about?
That's why I call Matt Rivera Mr. $5.50 when I'm not calling him Queen Matt, but, you know, that's okay.
Gosh.
But anyway, so he's holding up the Empire signal, the sign, right, you know, with his arms up there. He's like, oh! I said, don't even say what I think you're going to say. I will be Queen of TCW, but I will never be Queen of your Empire, Matt Rivera. But, now, also, I did cheer for Alan Steele, Clint.
Yes.
I did cheer for Alan. Mm-hmm. And I told Rich after the match, and I told Alan after the match, because they were at the VIP pizza party for a short time. I told Alan, I said, yeah, I told Rich that I'm surprised he didn't run over and put his hand on my forehead, you know, to see if I was feeling okay. And Alan says, well, he says, Granny, I would have done it, but, you know, he says, I was kind of tied up in the ring at the time. But he says, I almost came over and wanted to tag you in as my tag team partner. I'm like, okay, whatever, you know. He says, and I might have used your cane if that would have been okay, you know. And I said, well, you know, yeah, whatever. I actually had somebody take my picture with Alan and Rich, and David and I, Anthony was busy talking to one of the other wrestlers. So he wasn't in the picture, but I actually got my picture taken with Alan and Rich at the VIP pizza party after the show, and then I had somebody take a picture of me with Alan Steele, you know, and I'm like, wow, this is a first. As long as I've known Genetic Perfection, I have never cheered for Genetic Perfection. And he actually told Michael Berry, he says, you're not going to believe this, dude, but Granny made me a poster. After all these years, Granny made me a poster.
Right. That's good stuff.
So he was just tickled to death. I mean, he was just tickled to death, you know. So, but, you know, and I'm sorry, Greg, you know, I know, but like I said, I do not think it will be very much longer. Probably maybe this week and maybe next week from Clarksville, and then maybe the following, the next maybe couple weeks or so, I'm sure they'll start showing Back to School Bash, you know, where everybody can see what happened. Because I know some people were talking about, you know, certain situations on Facebook today, and you know, Tom Simon had made a comment, careful guys, you know, no spoilers, and, you know, because...
my only complaint is that keeps me from being able to do my job. My job is to report the news. Wrestling, boxing, MMA, sports, whatever, and that's keeping me from doing my jobs and doing my fans justice.
Well, and I understand that, and like I said, I understand that, but I can tell you this much: it was a fabulous show. It was a sellout crowd. Matt Hardy was awesome. I mean, I don't.
I got a quick joke. You know what you call it? You know what you call a TCW sellout show?
Mm-hmm.
Something Show Fight wants to be. No.
I know you want details, and I can understand that, and I wish I could help spread that joy. You know, I mean, I really do.
I'm still mad at
Rosie
Guerra for just blocking me off one day. We started off having a neat, little, pretty decent little camaraderie relationship. Then out of the blue, he blocked me off one day. So I'm pissed at him about that.
Rosie
Guerra
blocked you on
Facebook? You know, Greg, and I will say this much, and I will say this much without divulging a lot of spoilers. There were some questionable issues that took place Saturday night, and that's one reason why I am very, very hoarse, because I kind of got into it with one of the referees. I called him a blind referee, and I also called him a deaf referee. I said, "Can you not hear anything?" And I even said to him that at intermission, and even after the show, I said, "There you are, you know, you're blind and you're deaf." And he says, "Well, I couldn't see because I was being distracted, you know." And I said, "Well, I understand that. But, I mean, yeah, and that's why I'm so hoarse, because I really, you know," and this particular wrestler of this particular match was pointing towards me and said, "Ask Granny, she saw what happened." And I'm, like, trying to tell the referee, the fans are trying to tell the referee what took place in this particular match. And he's like, I didn't see it. I said, "Yeah, not only are you blind, but you're also deaf." So that being said, you know, yes, Greg, I wish I could divulge more information of what took place. But like I said, all the fans were asked, you know. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Greg. I apologize, because, yes, I would love to be able to talk about it more. I really would love to be able to talk about it more.
I feel a song coming on.
Oh, God.
Love that song. This is for Granny Hoaxster's referee. And JT's referee.
My dinner roll, three blind, my dear, they go marching down the street, saying goodbye to a calypso, the body wise. They're looking for the cat, the cat that swallowed the rat. They want to show that cat the attitude of three blind mice.
All right, there we go.
Three blind mice.
Now, Granny, yeah. I've got a question for you. Would this controversy have anything to do with the TCW Junior Heavyweight Championship match?
That's a possibility. That's all I'm going to say.
All right.
That's a very strong
right.
Because one particular wrestler made a comment on Facebook how proud this particular person was. Mm-hmm. And I may go back to this particular person's Facebook and comment and say, remember, no spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I
saw that, and it was rather unexpected, to be honest with you. And so that's when I kind of thought. Also, I got news of an epic reformation for the greatest of times, and I'm not going to get into detail, but you know what I'm talking about. And it's something that I would be very, very pleased about. It's something that I said would happen very, very soon. Nobody believed me, and it did. And so it's like
yeah,
a dream.
Yeah. I know it. Yeah.
You know, I mean, nobody tells me anything, though. I don't know anything that happened at that place. Seriously,
because they run clean promotions.
Well, that's true. They do. That's why people show up. Hey, did you know TCW is in 40 million homes? Did you know that across the country? 40 million homes. Could you imagine? I'm going to do some math here real quick, but I'll tell you if what? What are you laughing at?
Oh, I know where you're going. Go ahead. Rub it in.
Let's see. No, I'm just – yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to rub it in. Let's see.
No, go 14, for it.
$14.99 times 40 million – that would have been almost $600 million on pay-per-views had...
Go!
You know what I'm saying?
Don't!
Good stuff. If that was pay-per-view, if it was a pay-per-view every week on TCW and they charged as much as Show Fight did for a pay-per-view, that would be $600 million.
Don't!
How about that? That's my sound effect. Well, I tell you what.
It was a fun time. It was a fun time had by all. And like I said, Granny's voice is getting a little bit better, you know. It is getting a little bit better. I'm able to talk a little bit more where I'm not sounding so squeaky, but, you know, it is what it is, guys. But, you know, you should have heard me yesterday. I mean, I was like talking like this. that's how bad it was yesterday.
Nice.
So, you know.
Man, Squirrel, we're going to have to come up with a game plan for tomorrow, bro. You know, hopefully the cops aren't.
Yeah, we raised the bar today.
Yeah, I think we did, and you know, I don't really care. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, people can't get bent out of shape about us doing what we do. So whatever.
We're just journalists doing our thing.
Hey,
Clint.
Yeah, what's up?
You know how many listeners we've had today?
Are you talking about live?
Live listeners.
How many?
176.
Are you kidding me? Now, that's a Greg Squirrel Show record. I'm not even going to beat around the bush about that.
Wow. Hey, that's more people than attend a show.
Wow. That is that's good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just happened to glance over at the board, and I was able to pull up the art number.
That is amazing. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, that's one of the things.
All I can say is, my God, we run a clean program.
Yeah, right.
If you don't believe me, ask me.
Right, yeah. If you don't believe me, just ask me. I'll tell you. Who does that remind you of?
JT Tilly.
I don't know. Oh, it's slander. They're slandering me.
Mommy, they're telling the truth about me. Can we slander them?
Greg, I can tell you this much. If you really still want your TCW shirt.
Well, yeah.
Because I know the last two times that we have been to the event, the biggest size that they had was like extra large, and you can get your size of T-shirt on their website.
You know,
I'm
still going to support TCW, even though I don't agree with them not letting me tell the results. I'm still going to support them. And if the powers that be want to call and bust my chops about it, well, fine, let them.
Well, because I know at Clarksville. I had made
who's,
a comment
who's the ownership
on
of TCW. If you got a problem with what I say about your promotion, 479. Oh, wait a minute.
No, don't get that one out.
888-361-8725.
There it
don't
is.
Don't give out that one.
But what I was saying,
I could
Greg,
those
I mean,
calls.
Because I had made a comment about the Clarksville show, you know, on Facebook, you know, when congratulating, you know, Scott Phoenix when he won the heavyweight championship. And somebody had made a comment, oh, great, thanks for just, you know, ruining the spoiler alert here, you know, you're just ruined my Friday night TCW viewing. And then Tom Simon came back and said, there were a lot more surprises, you know, but the surprise is how the event took place. So, you know, and everybody does it. I mean, you know, and everybody had congratulated, oh, we have a new TCW champion, blah, 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 blah.
Well, wait a minute. You meant the promoter actually went back and shook the hands of everybody? Oh, my God.
Hey, now I hate to jump into the middle of this. We got 90 seconds left on the air. So I want to say thanks to everybody for tuning in today, especially JT Tilly. We'll be back tomorrow.
We love you, JT.
4 p.m. on the Greg Squirrel Show. Granny Hulkster's been with us. Thank you, Granny. Greg Squirrel has been with us, too. And, of course, my name is Clint Davis. You can catch me tomorrow on blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live. Catch me at noon, and we'll be back tomorrow and do this thing over again.
We'll
Roger.
Bye, guys.
All right. Peace out, folks.
Sunday. So good to me. Monday morning, it was.